Okay. If we scared everyone away, let's see with the Gehenim talk, but
I want to try to avoid it that way.
So we're continuing here in the lovely Mishkan Evna, and last week we started the chapter called Yira. So last week we talked about the concept of, we're talking about the concept of Yiras Ha'inesh, the fear of punishment. And last week we focused on the concept of Gehenim, which is a very hard concept for us to relate to, because it's not something that we could feel, it's something that we have to use our imagination, and it's very unreal, not real to us. But we talked about trying to put things into perspective, especially in the Ruach of this Sefer, that how everything is just a way to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person is able to try to think about the pachad, the fear, Hashem doesn't just want him to be afraid because he wants to be mitzara person. It's all ways of a person, Hashem wants to connect with a person, and averus are what separate a person from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if you're able to remove that barrier, so that's a way of connecting with Hashem, and that's what Gehenim is all about. So just to end off this little piece, he just says that when a person, we're talking about the Yiras Ha'inesh of Gehenim, so most of the time a person is more worried about himself. I don't want to be punished, I don't want to hurt. That's the ani of the person. But that's not really, as we said last week, that's if you're still busy with the ani, so you're not getting to the root, to the neshama, so to speak, of what Gehenim is all about. The way, if a person uses this fear to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there's five different reasons or sibas that a person could use. Number one, the first thing is to remember who created Gehenim and who is continuing its creation. That's the Rabbi Nishalelim. Number two, to remember who's the one who's doing the punishing in Gehenim, which is Hashem. Number three, to remember that the tachlis of Gehenim is to connect the person with Hashem, bring him closer, get rid of the barrier. Number four, not the punishment of Gehenim, but the fear of the punishing Gehenim is to keep a person away from sinning and becoming farther from Hashem. And the fifth one, which we did not talk about last week, we talked about these four, the fifth one is that Lamaisa, it's the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up what the Avodas Hashem of a person is, one of the things is Yira. Like we said last week, it's one of the mitzvot tmidias, is to fear Hashem. So the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to work on this fear, that's Hashem's will. So if that's the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in itself is a connection with Hashem. When you do the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if a person tries, when he's approaching this sugya called Yiras Ha'inesh, to remove the ani, to remove the I from the picture, it's not about him and his pain. If he's able to connect and remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this picture, so not only will he remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'll actually become closer and connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the hakdama, so to speak, the preface to a person who wants to learn about Yiras Ha'inesh. If you want to really focus on the Yiras Ha'inesh, you have to have these things in mind. Now, what do you do? What do you do with these things? So now, that's already a bit of a tall order. You have to find the Svarim to talk about Gehenim, Reishis Chachma, and other Svarim, and Svarim of Sipuri Tzadikim, and other types of things. A person has to try to the best of his ability to try to create some type of fear. And of course, like we always say, you have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you created the world and you commanded me to fear you, and why did you do this? So you will be connected with each other. So I need a little bit of help there. I need a little bit of help, Rabbi Nishalelim, in being matzliach, in acquiring this Yiras Ha'inesh. So that's the section of Gehenim. But now, as we said last week, there's another section of Yiras Ha'inesh, and that's the fear of Yisurim, pain and afflictions in Olam Hazeh, like sickness and other types of things. And this is also a very tough sugya to approach, and because it's just hard to understand, and it's hard to really put into perspective. And that is, when a person looks around at chas v'shalom, chaylim, sick people who have afflictions, and things like that, So a person has to, at least any maimon balamuna, realizes that things don't just happen. Things don't just happen for no reason. As we've known through this sefer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world, and everything is l'taiva. And he loves us the most, and everything he does is to the epitome of taiva. And therefore, it must be that things that even are challenging and painful are also our taiva. So if a person looks around, and he sees chaylim, and he sees yisurim, so obviously any maimon has to understand that this doesn't just happen without a reason. Any yisurim b'lei chet, there has to be some chet involved in the yisurim that happened to a person. And if we're in the high madrigas of Chazal, and if we look at the words of Chazal, we will see that it's a very clear midah keneged midah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes midah keneged midah, and in a world of clarity, a person would know that if chas v'shalom he had some affliction with his hand, he did some avera with his hand, and or whatever the aver is that a person did an avera with, so he's going to be punished with that aver. And the truth is that in the days, the Chazon Ish writes that in our days we don't have that anymore. We're not in the madregas of us associating the midah keneged midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, why is it a madrega? Because the foundation of understanding any types of punishments from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the understanding, like as we're saying, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just doing it to pain us. It's all to bring a person to do tshuva. He wants to empower a person to wake up and do tshuva. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu... So now, how's this person supposed to know what the message is? How are you supposed to know what Hashem wants from you? So, a person does an avera. So let's say he steals. He steals with his hands. So he'll get a headache the next day. Hashem's punishing him. So it's a wonderful thing. Hashem's punishing him. But how is he going to do tshuva for the stealing? What does his headache have to do with the stealing? If he gets a punishment in his hand, he wakes up the next morning, he can't move his arm, I'll say, 1 second, what did I do yesterday wrong with my arm? Oh, I stole. Oh, midah keneged midah. He knows to do tshuva with that limb. And that's obviously in a very simplistic way. But the Gemara Megillah tells us that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes midah keneged midah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu at tainus, and the Gemara says, tainus on the door of the Churban, of the Beit HaMikdash, the Klal Yisrael did such crazy averus that they thought up new things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you sort of forced me to create new punishments. Why did Hashem have to create new punishments? What was wrong with the old punishments? The answer is, a punishment is midah keneged midah. So if we're thinking up all new crazy types of averus to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachal has to think up new punishments for the midah keneged midah. Because the foundation is the understanding that any punishment HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives is to help a person to come to tshuva. Now that's a very big madrega. That's like, you know, the world of tzaras. A person got tzaras. He knew exactly what his avera was. Which type of tzaras is for which type of avera. And even though there's seven averas tzaras come for, but the Mepharshim explain, each type of tzaras is for a different type of avera. So that's a very high madrega. Bizman said, we're not on that madrega to have that clarity. It's really a chisaron in us that we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give us that matana of the clarity of waking us up. We don't have that. We're not on that madrega. So because of that, we end up in a world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does punish, and things are going wrong, and yet we're not, we don't have the ability to see the clarity to do the tshuva. So what to do tshuva for? Because it's possible, Taka, that a person could steal with his hand, and the next morning he'll wake up with a backache, and that's the punishment for it, and he's not able to see clarity of the midah keneged midah. Now, what would the midah keneged midah be? I don't know, but somehow this clarity is lost. And that's what the Chazon Ish writes, that bizman hazeh, a person, we cannot associate punishments with chatayim. We don't know. We don't know what they are. And the truth is that part of that concept of midah keneged midah is also the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately punished the person. In the days when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we were so pure and so clean that any little speck of dirt, of a chet, like if you have, like they say, that's the Madrega of Tzaras, that if a person has a white baguette, any little black spot is already a big spot. When your baguette's dirty, another little schmutz on, it's not going to make a difference. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have such a clean baguette, immediately we're going to do a stain treatment, right? The quicker you do the stain treatment, the quicker it's you're able to clean the baguette. So part of the understanding of the Mida Keneged Mida was that there was an immediate einish as well. Immediate doesn't mean that moment, doesn't mean the next day. It was enough that the person was able to figure out what was going on. The Zman HaZeh, we're way past that. We're way past that. The person, who knows, we could be being punished for, a person could be punished for things that happened 30 years ago. There's a famous story with the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim, there was once a landlord who threw an almana and her yisaimim, threw him out of his apartment because she wasn't paying the rent. It was the cold, the winter. He took everything, just threw them out onto the streets. And I don't know, maybe it was 40, 50, 60 years later, many years later, so some terrible punishment happened to this guy. His house burned down, and got to Maisa. So the Chavetz Chaim said, I was waiting to see all these years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't, a person does that to an amana and the assignment, it doesn't go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all the time in the world. I was waiting to see. It could be 50, 60 years later. We don't know what's happening anymore. And now, who knows what it is? Who knows? The guy might have said to himself, I spoke Lashon Hara yesterday, so my house burnt down. Meanwhile, he doesn't know it's a cheshbon from 50 years ago. And when that happens, there's a lack of clarity, and because of that, the Mida Keneged Mida is not clear, and it becomes very hard for a person then to start realizing that everything that's happening is really a wake-up call from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if that's true, so the same thing, when a person looks around, we could believe Ein Yisurim B'Leichet. Now we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing me, the Keneged Mida. And of course, when you look at yourself, or you look at somebody else, you don't want to associate Chet to them. When the person's talking, he did something wrong, he didn't have Erech. But bottom line is, there's something. Was it in this Gilgul and last Gilgul? That's another problem. If I don't get the world of Gilgulim, you know what I mean? Person could be suffering because of something that wasn't even in this lifetime. It was in a different Gilgul, if you want to go into that. So there's such a lack of clarity in what's going on. But a person has to be mindful that the things don't just happen on their own. A person doesn't just happen by itself. And it's a hard thing. Now, at the same time, there are many people who do plenty of averus and they live a very dandy life, and nothing happens. And there's plenty of people who are big tzaddikim, and they have a lot of yisurim in their life. And that itself adds to the muddled picture that we're trying to create here. I want clarity that there's a fear that if there's going to be averus, there's going to be punishment, there's going to be chet, there's going to be yisurim. I don't see it. Adarabba, I see the opposite. Tzaddik v'ra'alei, I see the people who are good. Like someone just told me, a line from Zayis, I'm not worried. The Rosh Hashanah only takes the good ones. I'm not worried about myself. Because Baruch Hu's not going to have any problems and take me. You know what I'm saying? But it's a problem. It's obviously quite it's a statement. But the they're trying to say is that we can't figure out what's going on. But bottom line, a person has to realize that. A person has to realize that. There's a lot of cheshbainis. There's averis that a person is mekabel his einish in Olam Hazeh. There's averis a person who is mekabel yisurim in Olam Haba, in Gehenim. Who knows what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbainis are. And therefore, this is just another hardship to Yiras Ha'einish. Yiras Ha'einish in Gehenim is something we don't relate to. Yiras Ha'einish of Yisurim in this world is something that we just can't figure out, understand, it doesn't make any sense to us. So when we have these two things that are supposed to create this Yira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a very tough order for us to try to learn about. But a person at the same time, this is one of the recitations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he wants us to have this fear, he wants us to have this yira, and a person has to try to the best of his ability to see how he's able to come to some type of yira. And like we said last time, that when a person is on a high and a person is being matzliach, it's not the yira sa'inish that needs to keep him in check. It's other types of yiras. Raimimus, Oav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we'll see, Avas Hashem, those things will keep him on the right track. But it's when a person's down and a person's not doing so well, and who knows what averus he could do. So the Yiras Ha'einish is supposed to help him at that time from doing averus. Okay, so now, but the Tzad HaShava here is as follows. The Tzad HaShava is that when a person is being kind of acquiring this Yiras HaOinesh, a person, the bottom line, it has to be not because the person is worried about himself. It's not because he's worried about him and his punishment and his pain. The person is, his kavana has to be because this is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the Ratzon of Hashem. And if a person is able to acquire this fear because it's the Ratzon of Hashem, so then there's something that comes along with it. And that is a certain type of simcha. When a person is zaycha to the Ratzon, do the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person is zaycha to do a mitzvah, for example, do a mitzvah, there's a certain simcha shal mitzvah a person has. If a person is able to acquire Yiras Hashem, because that's the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a certain inner joy that will come along with that Yira. And that's what we say, Vigilu Birada. The Pasuk says, you should rejoice Birada with the trembling. B'makam Gila Sham Tehei Ra'ada. That means to say, that if a person realizes that this fear is a fear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to acquire, and that's the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he will have a certain simcha that comes along with it. So we think this year is like this depressing fear, this phobia. That's not what it is. This year, as we're saying, is a way of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a certain simcha that comes along. Ki kasher yiyaser ishes benoi ken Hashem lekecha miyasreka. Yisurim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Yisurim to a person, it's like a father being miyaser his son. There's a certain ava that comes along when a father has to put his son on the right path. If the son realizes that ava that it's coming from the love that his father has from him, there's a fear. There's a fear of the punishment of the father. But at the same time, there's a love that comes along with it. And if a person's able to really connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the ava that Hashem has for him, and the yira that he has towards Hashem, so he found HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his yira. He's connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the problem. The problem is that people think this fear is, the jira is like a physical fear, like we said, a phobia. And who wants to be involved in phobias? Everyone has enough problems and fears. No one wants to now go, I should go learn about jira? I have enough problem that I fear this and I fear that. I have to go learn some more fears that I should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well? But the answer is, a fear is something that's uncomfortable. A fear is something that is not geschmack. You gotta get rid of your fears. You don't have, you hide under the table because you're in fear. It's not something that's joyful. That's not something that gives you serenity. That's not something that gives you something to be happy about. But if a person is truly kind of Yiras Hashem, even Yiras Einish, even this fear of Einish, but if a person is able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the fear, so then he's not going to be a person who has a phobia. Adarabah, he's going to be Zaycha to Avas Hashem. There's not going to be no depression involved in this fear. This fear is a fear that brings along Simcha with it. It's almost a stira, because again, it's not something that we relate to. When we think of the word fear, this joy and fear don't go together. They don't go together with each other. But there's a certain simcha that comes along with the Yiras Hashem. And if you have a Yiras Hashem that has not brought you yet to this Avas Hashem and this connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you haven't really got to the crux of it. You haven't really got to the crux of it. And that's what we said, a person can be Smeichim B'Yisurim. B'Yisurim could bring into Ava in connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you realize what's really going on over here. Rav Shach Zichron Levracha, he brings down here that Rav Shach said, a person could be Dabuk B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu even when he's in Gehenna. Even when a person's in Gehenna, he can be connected and dovuk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the pshat. When a person realizes that wherever he goes and whatever he does, he is connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he could be in Gehenna and be connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a stira. It's not a stira. And when you're connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a certain simcha to it. There's a certain simcha to it. So I remembered when he brought down just this line, I remembered a different story Rav Shach used to talk and say. There were two famous stories on this Indian that Rav Shach used to say. There was one that he's to say in Slutsk, when Amshach was in Slutsk, there was an older Jew, he was like 90 years old, and he had a lot of tzaris. This year, he had, I think, you bring the story here twice, one place is a little different than the other. He had a daughter who was a cripple and full of yisurim and pain and just terrible tzaris, and this 90-year-old Yid used to take care of his daughter. That's what his avodah life was. Imamish didn't have a full of yisurim. But he had one minig. Every Motzi Yom Kippur, he would go into the Slutsker Rav's house, and they would dance together, and they would sing a certain niggun together. What was the niggun that they sang? So in the Olam HaYeshivas, there is a Kabbalah, there's a tradition that there's the Ger Tzedek from Vilna, Avram ben Avram, who was the son of the Grof Patatsky, was one of the houses of the royalty in Poland. He became a Ger. We know a Ger Tzedek, Avram ben Avram, and when they found out, they burnt him alive in Vilna. I was at his kever in the summer. He's in the same oil as the Vilna Gaon, and the Gaon told him, the Gaon was very young at the time, actually. It was like early on, he wasn't well known. He was maybe 30 years old, the Gaon, and the Gaon visited him in jail, and he told him that he could use Kabbalah, use Seamus to get him out of jail if he wants. He could escape, and Avram ben Avram says that, no, I want, if this is what the Rebbeinu Hashem wants from me, I'm a Kabbalah Ba'ava, and that was that. So there's a Kabbalah that on his way, as they paraded him, the Goyim paraded him through the streets, and he's saying a niggun. He was mechaber a niggun to the words that we say in Karbanos in the morning. Aval anachnu amcha b'nei risecha b'nei Avram ayavcha shenishbat loy bahar Maria zera Yitzchak yichidei shenekar agabei amizbeach. Those words. And there's a song in the yeshivas they sing the song. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer used to sing it always. Also, I think Motzi Yom Kippur. Only certain times they held it was like a real kaddish kadashim song. It's just a little tune and it doesn't have part, doesn't have a low part, it just is. It's not even such a morbid tune, it's actually a nice, it's like almost a happy tune that he's saying. And he's saying this tune on the way to be burnt al Kiddush Hashem, and you know, the bracha ends up over there, Baruch Mekadosh Shmei Barabim. So what was the aside here? Why did they sing this song together on Motzi Yom Kippur? This year Nebuchadnezzar was full of Yisurim. But this song that was sung by the Avram ben Avram, what was Avram ben Avram doing? He was going to be burnt al Kiddush Hashem. He was going to be burnt like Gehenim on this earth. And yet he was singing. How is it possible? Because when a person knows that even if he's going into the fire, he's going with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, person could sing. Avol anachnu amcha. That's how the song goes. He could sing the song that he's going, Zera Yitzchak Yechida, he's going to be Nekar Agabi HaMizbeach. Avram Yogel, Yitzchak Yirane. We say it on Shabbos, every Shabbos. Yitzchak Yirane, Yitzchak singing. What's he singing about? Yitzchak Yirane, so the Beis Yosef says, that means when he went to the Akedah. Yitzchak went to the Akedah singing. What is he singing about? Same way Avram and Avram went to the Akedah singing. A person is constantly holding on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He could be going to the Akedah. He will be referred to death. He could be this 90-year-old Yid in Slutsk who's full of Yisurim, but he realizes that wherever he is, he could be Yitzchak Yirame, because there are Rebbeinu Shalom with him. So Rav Shach said, he could be in Gehenim, he could be in Gehenim, and still be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person could be Besimcha, he could be singing. This is another Meister Rav Shach used to say, let me just end off this story for Rav Shach. This is not negate anything we're talking about, but what happened was, one year, this Yid came into the Slutsk Rav, Amos Yom Kippur, and he said he can't take it anymore. He can't, it's too much for him to take care of his daughter. He probably can't take it. He can't do it anymore. And very shortly after that, the daughter was Nifter, and then he was Nifter. So Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, who used to say this over, he was a Rav in Slutsk, Rabbi Zalman. So he said, this person thought the whole time that he was taking care of his daughter. Meanwhile, his whole schus to live was because of his daughter. His daughter was taking care of him. So when his daughter was nifter, because he couldn't take it anymore, he lost his chuskiyam, so to speak. He lost his right to live, so to speak. And you never know who's taking care of whom. That was the aside that he said. But there's another famous story of Shach used to say that he heard from one of the people who survived in the camps in Auschwitz or something like that, that it was they were on their way to the gas chamber, and one turns to the other and says, "You know, today's Simchas Torah. Today's Simchas Torah. We have to sing and dance." So they started singing and dancing on Simchas Torah. Baruch Alikeinu Shabranu Lichvayzay V'Vdilanu Min Atayim V'Nasan Lanu Torah Tzemes. And the Nazis went Meshuga. We're taking you to the crematoriums, and you're singing. What are you singing? Then Hashem created you as a nation because you could be going to the crematorium. You can go to the Akeda, and you could be together Davik with Hakadosh Baruch Hu wherever you are. And that's what this Yiras is. That's what this Yira that we're talking about over here. This Yiras Ha'inesh and this Yiras HaYisurin and the Yira of Gehenim. These are all ways of a person connecting with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's a tall order. But if you come with the proper perspective, then no matter where you are, what you are, who you are, you're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what the point of this Yira is, to give you ways of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remain connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even when you're going, a person's going through, perhaps even the pains and the punishments that are necessary to strengthen that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it's the Yisurim, whether it's the Gehenim, if he realizes that's also all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person could be dancing his way to the Yisurim. That's Simcha B'Yisurim. That's a person being Musameh B'Yisurim, and that's what Rav Shach said. A person could be in the depths of Gehenim at the same time when he's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a whole different story. So when a person is able to understand the things that we're talking about, and then this is all just a hakdama to learning about these yiras. Once you have this hakdama, now you want to learn about these yiras, and you realize deep down, like we said in the Sefer of Ani Kirbas Alikim Li Toif, that even when it's Alikim, Alikim is Midas Hadin Li Toif, it's still the best for me. So then everything that a person does is a way of connecting and Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Be'ezus Hashem, next week we'll see. Till now we talked about Yiras Ha'Einesh. Next week we'll see there's five Madregas, different ways of Yira of fear. Till now it was fear of punishment. We'll only focus on one or two of them, but we will continue with them next week in this inyan of Yiras Hashem.
Thank you.